connection in the White House for them.
And if we broke into that place on High Street in New Haven, Connecticut, we would see what?
Oh,
something
gosh.
That looked like a Harry Potter adventure ride at an amusement park?
Something like that. You'd see dozens of skulls, skeletons, art celebrating death, war memorabilia, and several allegedly stolen items that bonesmen supposedly were supposed to take as gifts to the society's goddess. I am not making this up.
And what happened to her?
Well, according to Skull and Bones legend, in 322 BC, which is why you see the number 322 associated with bones, the Greek orator Demosthenes died. When he died, the goddess Eulogia, whom Skull and Bones calls the goddess of eloquence, arose to the heavens, and she didn't happen to come back down again until 1832, when Russell formed Skull and Bones. So now everything in the society is done in deference to this goddess. They have sacred anthems to her, they have a shrine to her, and they're supposedly encouraged to go steal things and bring them back to her in the tomb.
Now I get it. At Cornell, we just stole things for the hell of it. Alexandra Robbins, author of Secrets of the Tomb, many thanks.
Sure.
Appreciate it. One more thing you need to know about tonight's number one story. The amount of money that members of Skull and Bones are rumored to get when they graduate from Yale, $15,000. Although, this Robbins magazine article concludes by quoting one of Mr. Bush's contemporaries as saying, "I'm still waiting for mine."